Good morning. So my wife and I got caught doing this in public over the weekend. Super embarrassing. I want to know if other couples have been through this. How did you handle it? Maybe you've noticed other couples doing it. We'd love to get your text on this. 99.25 is Finney, Nikki, and Sam. Don't forget, you can win a lot of money. Coming up at 7:20, we continue with the beat bag of cash. So, Nikki, we were shopping at Babies R Us. This is our life now, getting ready for our child coming in August. And we're looking at strollers. Now, I've realized strollers are not cheap. Okay?
No, they're not.
I'm like, what? $400? $600? What? That one's $900? Oh, look, it's a car seat too, and it flips both ways. Anyways, we started scrapping it out because there was one that she liked that was really, really expensive. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a stroller. And she's like, yeah, but what do you know? If we have a second kid, if we have a third kid, we need good quality. And we just basically started raising our voices. And you can see the people around us looking at us, the employees. It was the most embarrassing thing in the world. And I want to know if other couples have been through this. Have you ever seen a couple?
So how did the fight go? No, you need to know. If you're going to fight in public, you need to let me in and decide whose side I'm on, first and foremost. So exactly what went on?
Well, she wants to get that good quality stroller. And I said it was too expensive. So we were basically arguing, like, why do we need to spend that much money on a stroller?
Okay, how much did you want to spend?
Well, I wanted to spend like under $500, but there was one that was more that she thinks is really good. And I'm like, maybe it's going to go on sale eventually. You know, we got time. We got 4 months. So we kind of just...
And she was like, no, right now, right here, we're getting
this. Well, you know, she's like, look, you never know how many they're going to have left in stock. We really have to go ahead with this purchase.
Did you shop around and see other
We went to a few
stores.
Other places. We did. But anyway, we put a hold on that for now. But it was mortifying. And the people were looking at us. Have you ever noticed a couple arguing in public?
Yeah, I've seen it happen before for sure, too. And I'm like, number one, you need to share with everybody what's going on. Like,
you want to
know,
right?
Seriously, because it's uncomfortable. You're making everybody uncomfortable around you. So go ahead and tell us what's happening so we can at least choose sides here. That's the thing with me. And I remember, I think the only time I was in a relationship where we fought in public, I was like in my early 20s. Now I'll like give the silent treatment and walk away. But in my early 20s, normally when a couple drinks were involved, that's when it would like come out, you know? You know that happened. But now I just, if I were in a relationship, I'd be careful because I want to melt when I see it happening around me. It's even worse if you know the people and it's happening around you. But I don't know. I just automatically want to crawl in a hole when I see people fighting, like in the middle of a store or in public, in a restaurant, whatever.
Well, I'm getting called cheap on the text line. 99.25. Thanks so much. Listen to your wife. Get the good quality stroller. Sam, have you guys fought in public ever, you and Josie?
It's very brief. I also like to give the silent treatment, but I'll usually mumble a couple of vulgarities under my breath, which she will catch. They're just loud enough so that she gets the point.
Well, if I'm a passerby, as long as I don't hear it, you go right ahead.
All right. You ever get caught arguing in public with your partner? You ever notice other couples doing it? You can text in 99.25. Kim, you've been with your man a long time.
Oh,
I'm sure you've fought in public a few times.
Yeah, we've had the parking lot brawls, the restaurant brawl, the Toys R Us brawl. We've had all the brawls.
When I see couples fighting, part of me wants to help them out. I want to see, you know, I want to get both sides and I want to see if I can help.
That's what I'm saying. It should be a rule. If you're fighting in front of people, you need to stand up and tell us all exactly what's going on.
You're curious,
it's only fair.
Right?
Well, we deserve it. We're having to deal with your emotions. My energy's suddenly thrown off because of what you're going through, so I should have a say.
This isn't fun for us either, you know?
It's like a play. You're the audience. Yeah. You want to know what's going on.
Seriously.
All right, you can text us 99.25. If you ever get caught fighting in public. And also, don't forget the beat bag of cash could win you a lot of money in about 12 minutes at 7:20. Camila Cabello now on the beat 92.5. Good morning. All right, you ever get caught arguing in public with your partner? Maybe you've noticed other couples arguing. How did you handle it? Was it embarrassing for them? Was it embarrassing for you? You can text us at 99.25. I was just telling you over the weekend, went to Babies R Us with my wife, and we were arguing over the price of a stroller. Now I'm getting a lot of stroller advice on our text message line. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It looks like a couple just went through that recently. It looks like a mom had to put her husband in her place. She wanted to spend $700 on the stroller, and that was it. And he didn't want to, so they went through the same thing as I did.
A lot of people are saying, like, this says no fighting in public. I do what Nikki does, and I give the silent treatment. And FYI, a stroller is a stroller. No need to remortgage your house for one. But a lot of other people are saying, don't cheap out on the stroller.
Yeah. Especially if we want to have kids in the future. That was my wife's argument. Let's go to the phones right now. Who's this?
Brenda, how are you?
We are doing wonderful, Brenda. So you work in dermatology and you see couples fight?
All the time, even in front of me or in the front desk in front of my food secretary.
Oh, really? What are they fighting over in a dermatology office?
Seriously.
Either about their child that they both don't agree on treatments, or a woman would like to do a treatment and the husband's not very happy about that because we're partially medical and aesthetic.
Right.
So they will will try to start with a low mumble and then sometimes becomes a yell.
Wow. Ooh. Are you like me and you want to like melt when you see this happening around you? It makes me feel so awkward.
I've had yesterday a husband just put his hand in front of me and said, can you just give me a moment?
Get away. You know, else is awkward is arguing in front of family, because that happens sometimes. It's embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Yeah, it's worse for the people. You're embarrassed. Like, what about the people who have to watch this? Feel bad for the people around you.
You want to know what's going on. Eh? You want to walk away, but you don't.
No, I want it to stop. It makes me so uncomfortable.
All right, more texts coming in. 99925. Let's go to the phones. You sent in a great text about when you went grocery shopping with your husband.
Okay, so we were in Costco and we were really hungry and we just made a scene. We were looking for something in particular and we couldn't find it because Costco is confusing. And we were just screaming at each other, like really screaming. And everybody was looking and we didn't look like we cared. And we were getting everybody dirty looks and it was really embarrassing. And at the end, we got in the car and we're just like, that was really bad. Like, why did we do such a thing? It was really funny, though.
You were giving other people dirty looks because you were fighting in public?
Yeah, and they were looking at us like there would be like older ladies walking with their carriages, just stopping and staring because I was screaming my head off. Like, my eyebrows were like touching my hairline.
Of course they're looking. How are they going to not look?
Never go shopping when you're hungry, okay?
Exactly. We were super hangry. It was quite embarrassing.
Wow. And FYI, that's what the samples are there for. Yeah. You should have just...
But they weren't good that day. They weren't good.
Open a box of granola bars.
Pay for it later.
I think I'm going to pack a few cookies in my purse.
Good
idea. Seriously. Right. Sometimes you need a snack while you're shopping. I get it.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
By the way, nobody knows that sample schedule better than some men. You go to the one on Lacazette, right?
Yeah, that's it. You want to be there on Tuesdays and Fridays between 3 and 6. Okay. Ask for Layla.
All right. Thanks for all the stroller advice, by the way, at our text message line. I really, really appreciate that. Someone just texted in, I'm coming for that bag of money. I'll pay part of your stroller, bro, if I win it. Thank you for the text. And we're taking more guests coming up. And also, Nikki's checking the entertainment.